Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Princess Tamalpa.
And I'm Aunt Sally. Gee, that ice cream cone you're eating looks good.
Yes, I like the kind of cone that has a pointy bottom. The only problem is you can't stand it up.
That's true, but the curious thing is the shape reminds me of India.
Hey, you're right. And that's where our stories are coming from today.
Yes, the first one is The Son of the Seven Queens. Once upon a time, in the faraway land of India, an evil witch cast a powerful spell over a king. Now this king had seven wives whom he dearly loved, but because of the magic spell, he fell in love with the witch, begging her to marry him. The witch, who had taken on the form of a beautiful woman, said she would marry him on one condition, that he bring her the eyes of his seven wives, and then throw those seven queens into the dungeon forevermore. To the horror and sadness of everyone in the king's palace, the king did exactly as the witch commanded. Then he married the witch. Not long after the seven queens had been thrown into the dungeon, one of them gave birth to a son. She named him Ram Dass. Even though born in a dungeon, this was a very special boy, for he was the only child of the king. At first, the other queens were jealous of the seventh, but soon they all learned to love the babe as their own. So Ram Dass grew up thinking he had seven mothers. As an infant, Ram Dass cheered his mother's dismal blind lives. As a young child, he tried to return their love by doing things he thought might please them. One day he dug a tunnel out of the dungeon and through this passage was able to bring extra food into his dreary home. At first an old faithful servant gave him food, but as he grew into a young man, Ram Dass fashioned a bow and arrows for hunting. One day the witch queen happened to be standing on her balcony and saw the young man shooting pigeons and knew immediately who he was.
Guards, bring me that young man at once.
Ram Dass was brought before the witch queen.
Well now, sir, will you sell me one of those pigeons you just shot?
I'm sorry, your highness, I can't. These birds are for my seven mothers who live in the dungeon.
Ah, yes, I've heard their sad story, and seeing you, their son, I now wish to help them. If you give me those pigeons, I will send you to the place where the eyes of your mothers are kept.
Why, that's a small price to pay for the return of my mother's sight. Here are the pigeons.
What a good and devoted son. You deserve all I can give you. Wait now whilst I write a note to my mother, the Black Witch of the Mountains. She has the eyes of your mothers and will not relinquish them until I say to do so. If the king sees his son, my powerful spell will be broken. This message to mother ought to take care of him. Let's see. I'll say, kill the carrier of this note and turn his blood into morning dew. Here you are, Ram Dass. Have a pleasant journey, for it will be your last.
Ram Dass immediately set out on his journey. Along the way, he entered a city where all the people seemed very sad.
What ails you, kind sir?
Our king has but one child, a daughter named Princess Tara. She refuses to marry anyone but a prince with seven mothers. Since such a person is impossible to find, we fear Princess Tara will never marry. Still, our king is trying to find such a husband for his daughter and has ordered all strangers to report to the palace for questioning. You'd better go there right away, young fellow.
Daughter, daughter, another stranger is being brought into your courtroom. Won't you please give up this impossible idea of marrying a prince with seven mothers?
It's not impossible, father, and I have vowed to wait until...
Yes, courtier, what is it? Sahib, may I present Prince Ram Dass?
Your long wait is over, father. Here is the man I shall marry.
But we haven't questioned him. We haven't... Well, I can see by your face, daughter, that you don't need to ask him anything. Welcome, Ramdas. Your coming is our delight.
I have waited for you many seasons, Ramdas. Let's be married at once.
I'm honored by your proposal, Princess Tara, but cannot accept at this time. I'm on my way to see the Black Witch of the Mountains.
And Ramdas told them his story. Princess Tara was touched by it, but had uneasy feelings when Ramdas showed the note he was taking to the Black Witch. Even though the note was in a sealed envelope, it seemed to the princess to smell of death.
You must be tired, Ramdas. Won't you refresh yourself in our swimming pool and take a rest in the guest chamber?
While Ramdas was swimming, Princess Tara opened the note, reading with horror the message. Quickly, she rewrote the message to read, "Take good care of this man and give him anything he wants. He has served me well." On the following morning, Prince Ramdas left for the mountains and wasn't long in finding the hut of the Black Witch.
"I have come for the eyes of the seven queens. Here's a letter from your daughter."
"Looks like her handwriting, all right, but doesn't sound like anything she'd say."
The prince waited patiently.
"Oh, all right. They're around here somewhere. Here are the eyes. Take them and get out of here."
"Mothers, mothers, wait till you see what I have for you.
I can see again."
"Oh, son, you brought back our eyes."
"I can see again."
"Ramdas, you're as handsome as you are kind." "I'm going now to get married, mothers. But one day I'll return to free you once and for all."
"Hurry back, son."
"Yes,
yes, hurry back.
Yes, hurry."
"I wonder if Mother has killed Ramdas yet." "Ha ha, of course she has. It's been over a month. I love standing on this balcony looking at all the land that will be mine when the king dies." "Where did that arrow come from?" "It's the prince. What happened? He's supposed to be dead. Guard, bring up that young man, quickly."
"Your Highness, Ramdas."
"You've returned so quickly, Ramdas."
"I didn't want to waste any time getting my mother's eyes to them, Your Highness."
"I see you shot another of those delicious pigeons. It's such a pity my huntsmen can't shoot as you do. Oh, well, in exchange for your pigeons, I'll give you a wonderful cow whose milk never stops. Such a cow would delight your poor imprisoned mothers, don't you think?"
"Indeed it would. Gladly will I give you these pigeons."
"And gladly will I write another note to my mother, the Black Witch, for she holds the cow. Wait here just a minute. Dear Mother, kill the carrier of this letter without fail and turn his blood into morning dew. Ramdas, here you are. Have a pleasant trip."
Off went the prince to the mountains, but first he stopped to tell Princess Tara of the second wonderful gift he was getting for his mothers. Again the clever princess changed the letter and sent her beloved on his way.
"What? Not you again?"
"I come for the cow whose milk never stops flowing. Here is the letter from your daughter."
"Reward this prince handsomely, for he has served me well." "Well, I don't know what you could have done for my daughter to make her give you such a precious gift, but come on, the cow's out back."
"And with this cow, mothers, you'll never be hungry again."
"Oh, thank you, son."
"Thank you, son."
"Oh, Ramdas."
"Thank you, Ramdas."
"We will be able to sell milk."
"And make butter and cheese."
"Thank you, son." "I only wish all of you could come with me. I'm going to marry a wonderful princess, but I'll return soon to set you free."
"We know you will, son."
"Give your bride our love."
"Yes,
yes, yes.
Blessings on you both."
"Goodbye."
Walking through the palace gardens, Ramdas again shot a pigeon. It fell right onto the balcony of the witch queen.
"Whose shot is good enough to hit a pigeon? No, it couldn't be."
She ran to the balcony.
"Guards! Guards! up that young man at once. How could mother not follow my instructions? Is he some sort of god that he can't be killed?
Your Highness, Ram Dass.
Yes, Ram Dass, again you grace me with a pigeon.
It's yours, Your Highness. A small gift for one so generous. My mothers do indeed appreciate the cow.
What? I mean, I'm so glad, but I can't accept this wonderful pigeon without showing you my gratitude. Once more, take a note to my mother. She'll give you a grain of wheat which grows into a field of wheat overnight. Now wait just a minute while I write it. Mother, what's going on? Kill this young upstart at once. Do not fail, and turn his blood into morning dew. Ram Dass, here you are. Have a pleasant journey.
Again Princess Tara changed the letter. The old black witch was beside herself with rage that her daughter would give away something so precious as the magic grain of wheat. But what could she do? She gave the wheat to Prince Ram Dass, who returned to marry Princess Tara. Within a few months, the prince had become very rich because of the fields of wheat that grew out of the magic grain. Although they were happy with each other and wealthy, Ram Dass and Princess Tara were troubled by the thought of the seven queens who still spent their lives in a dark dungeon. Ram Dass, my husband, we are up against an evil witch who I'm sure has enchanted your father. The only way around her is to trick her. I have a plan. First, we'll invite your father, the king, and his wicked witch queen to visit us. I'm sure the witch queen thinks you're dead since you've never returned after that last visit to her mother in the mountains. And so an invitation was sent to Ram Dass's father.
Look, my queen, we're invited to visit Princess Tara and her new husband. I've been hearing a lot about them lately.
Yes, I've heard he's a very wealthy man. I'll set the servants to packing.
Courtier, tell your prince and princess that the king of their neighboring country has arrived with his queen.
Yes, Sahib.
Welcome, welcome, king and queen. My name is Prince Ram Dass.
Ah, I'm undone.
And this is my wife, Princess Tara.
Prince Ram Dass, seeing you, I'm confused. I feel great joy and, at the same time, a great sadness. Can you explain this? Don't ask for explanations, you silly old fool.
I would like you now to meet my mothers, the seven queens.
Mothers?
Mothers? Seven queens? A great sadness fills my heart when I think of seven queens. I should know something about them, but a black fog clouds my mind. Yes, I would like very much to meet them.
As the seven queens came in, Princess Tara threw herself at the king's feet. Your Majesty, the seven queens before you are your own dear wives. You are sad because you imprisoned them years ago.
My own wives? Why would I put them in the dungeon? And if I did, how did you get them out? Only I can release prisoners.
Yes, kill her! She's broken the king's law! Kill them all!
We took them without your permission, Your Majesty. But look, here is your son, Prince Ram Dass, the one you've been waiting for all these years.
My son? My son!
And the king hugged Ram Dass. Then he turned a shamed and sorrowful face towards his dear wives.
What can I say to you?
Nothing, Your Majesty.
Nothing. We knew you were bewitched.
And you didn't mean to do those things? Well, I'm not bewitched now. After seeing my son, my mind is clear, and I remember well who put me up to throwing you in the dungeon.
Turning, the king glared at the witch queen. She was so full of anger and fear that she suddenly burst into flames. In a minute, nothing was left of her but a heap of ashes. Princess Tara stepped forward. Sweep her out, and let no one ever speak of the wicked witch queen again. The king welcomed back his seven queens, and their son ruled the kingdom he inherited with wisdom and generosity.
Gosh, Aunt Sally, witches are just as evil in India as anywhere else.
Yes, it seems just as natural for a bad witch to be evil as it is for a tiger to want to eat someone.